Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again, let us toast a glass that it is Friday, and this week is done, my friend.
Thank God.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guests of honor. We've had these guys in here once before. I know, Lee, you've been in here a couple of times because I don't really remember what it was for. Maybe it was something that we shouldn't have had you in here for, but it didn't matter. You're always a great guest to have because you are a plethora of knowledge, and you brought your brewer, Jeff, with you, and Jeff is the only guy I know who can nail Seek and Destroy on an acoustic guitar.
Thanks, man.
And I got a feeling just because of that, we're going into playing that sometime during this hour. So we're going to spend the next hour drinking your beer. We're going to spend the next hour playing some music and talking about you guys are going through a lot of changes these days, aren't you?
That is true.
You ain't kidding.
So is this a good transitionary period?
Yes, it's a lot of work. I'll tell you that right now. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of work.
If anybody who doesn't know, you guys have you also own Callahan's,
which unfortunately is. We have just closed.
That was an institution.
Callahan's has wrapped up its operations
after 28 years.
After 28 years of serving San Diego.
That's epic.
You know, when one door closes, a window opens. You guys are doing an entire production facility for San Diego Brewing Company in North Park, right?
Correct.
Exactly. And that's in addition to the brew house you
on
have
Friars and,
on Friars, which
right.
You guys have been there forever, right?
24 years.
See, like I said, a wealth of knowledge when it comes to San Diego beer. You've been doing this for a long time.
Apparently so.
Yep.
You wouldn't know it. It does fly by, I will say that. So.
Especially when you're drinking.
Apparently.
Drinking? Yes, yes. Wait, that leads us to the other part of the show.
That's called a segue, kids.
Let's talk about some beer because you guys have brought six tonight. And since we're commercial free, we can do whatever we want. And we're going to try and drink all six if we can. Until Hamby kicks us out. At 8 o'clock, we're going to do this
right.
We'll
give Andy a beer, too. He can stay.
That's right. Well, you know, he still likes to start his show at 8 o'clock. I don't know why he doesn't let me go longer sometimes. So, whatever. Let's drink beer. What are we drinking first?
This is the San Diego Gold. This is our Kolsch style.
It is gold.
Yes, it is. A little hazy, too.
Hazy.
We were just talking about
that. No hazy beers. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, where is it?
Let's keep it
well,
clean.
Concerning the yeast makes this beer, I mean, there's a lot of flavor from the yeast in this beer. I want to keep a little in there.
Well, so, and this is a Kolsch?
It is a Kolsch style, yes. Made
that's
with
the lager, Kolsch, right, Ken?
A Kolsch style
it is a
beer.
It's actually a German ale yeast.
Yep.
Correct.
But very Pilsner-like.
Yes, it's meant to compete with the Pilsners, which are from a different region of Germany. Mm. This is from Köln.
Köln.
Or as the French say, Cologne.
Well, this is,
and who cares what they say?
You know, I'm glad that the weather heated up today because this is a perfect lawnmower beer. Just
correct.
Crush them one after another after another after another.
It's so tasty.
It's tasty. It's malty. It finishes real clean. It leaves you wanting to drink more. And
did win a silver.
It did. Took silver to, and I'm happy to say it took silver to Matt Brunson's Pivo. Hoppy Pilsner, one of my favorite.
Pivo
wow.
Actually, my yeah. Yes, my favorite beer.
That is
in that
beer.
Style in the world. I entered in that category because I thought it was a lot like that beer, and it took second to the best there is.
Wow.
Bravo,
and I'd rather
sir.
Take second to the best there is than first to what you know.
And that's the Firestone Walker beer.
Yes.
Here,
yes.
Firestone
which is awesome.
Well, you know what Ricky Bobby's dad said. If you're not first, you're last. So, you know, beer's still in last place.
Whoa.
I will say, Lee, this is quite the playlist you've put together. I'm impressed that you did back into some old school 21 Pilots off Vessel that's holding on to you
deep.
On the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9.
I'm very complicated.
You are a very complicated. You know what? You're kind of like an onion.
Yes. Many, many layers. Yes.
Well, he smells and makes you cry.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm tearing up as we speak.
We won't talk about that food Ken was eating earlier, but
you know what? Awesome, Ken yeah. Ken has been, apparently Ken has been eating at that little Indian food spot for decades now.
Decades, and it's never hot enough. I go in there, you want that, you know, 1 to 10? 10.
And you get 4.
This is like a 4. Come on.
They know you.
That's a guy got to do.
They look at you and go, you can't handle 10.
I know.
You can't handle the 10.
Yeah. Be careful what you ask for, little man. That's what they're saying.
I've got our last Super Mega Colossal Coachella name. I need Janae Fucinelli of Chula Vista to call me back in the next 9 minutes and 49 seconds to go to Coachella if you want. And we're going to sit here and drink beer with our friends from San Diego Brewing Company. We started off with the San Diego Gold, a delicious Kolsch brewed by Jeff. And what are we going to drink next, boys?
Go ahead.
We have the San Diego Amber.
Mm.
So as you can see, there's kind of a name thing going on
here. Pretty self-explanatory.
It diverges at some point.
I mean, wait, hold on.
After a while.
At one point, wait, hold on. I'm trying to think about this. Are you going to bring a San Diego IPA?
Oh, jeez. It's like
you can see the future.
Karnak.
We brought Infinitude.
Jeez.
All right, so this is the San Diego Amber. Obviously, it's a tad darker, so this has got, what, roasted barley and stuff?
It's got roasted barley and chocolate malt. It is an American red. It's got a Crystal 80, two-row.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, I've modified that recipe a bit over time.
Yeah, it's got more of a roasty bite. A lot of your ambers are a little sweeter. And
right.
This has that roast to it.
I can't do the sweet.
I don't want it too sweet, but I also don't want it too hoppy. I wasn't trying to make a red IPA.
So it's kind of like you, slightly sweet, but slightly bitter.
Right.
The way that we looked at this beer years ago was kind of like the training wheel. I mean, you take the training wheels off, and this is your first craft beer.
Mm.
You know, so.
And this is something you guys do year round?
All the time.
I noticed you brought it in bottles. Is that just something you guys have done at the brewery, or are we looking at bottling sometime soon?
Could happen soon.
Hey, you know,
looking more
tell
at
him.
Cans, probably.
Come on.
I was going to say, I know of somebody who has a canning line for sale. Who was that? Was that Cutwater who's selling a canning line right now? No.
I haven't heard that one, but.
I'll put you guys in contact. I'm gonna be making deals.
Matchmaker.
Matchmaker.
Whatever it takes to get the beer out.
Fine. You know what? I'm just trying to help you.
Help
me help you. This is another one that Lee requested. Marion Hill down, dude. Very impressive. I love answering the phone. Hey, is this Hamby? No, this is Jeremy. Oh, well, I love Hamby. It's like, all right, well, Hamby, guess what? He loves you. Not so much me. Thank you very much. I'm going to go jump off a bridge after this. It's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, drinking the San Diego Brewing Company along with me, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Lee and Jeff from San Diego Brewing Company. Big things happening with you guys, building out a production brewery in North Park, and, you know, just all the fantastic beers you make.
And you have a tasting room there, too, yes?
That is correct.
Oh, it's quite a tasting room. Oh, boy.
Is it?
With Epic, right? They were just in a couple weeks ago?
Correct. Epic and Pariah, yes. Yep. We were all in the same building.
You got three breweries in one building.
Three to choose from, one building. Wow.
It's a strip mall.
Three breweries, one building?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Lips is next door.
And Lips is next door.
Well,
there you go.
What more do you want?
Hello, Sailor.
Okay. I like this. I like this. Where we're going. So
Martha Graham,
we're kitty
Martha
corner
Graham,
from
Martha
Tiger
Graham.
Tiger. So,
it just makes getting beer to them easier, I guess.
Well, we got to get in there. We've talked to them. We got to get over there.
You need some help? I know a guy.
I like it.
Really?
We got
Let's
connections.
Use you. Jeremy's our new sales rep right now.
You know what?
If you want San Diego Brewing beers on, you need to call Jeremy right now.
I'll make a phone call. I know a guy. Don't worry.
And
about
the switchboard is lighting up.
It is lighting up.
Oh
actually,
my God,
look
wait,
at
is this Andy?
I know.
No, it's not.
I want the Coachella ticket.
Sorry, your time is up, my friend.
Oh. All right, so what beer is this?
We've gone back to lighter colors. We did the San Diego Gold, the Kolsch, then we did San Diego Amber. Now we're back to a golden beer.
This has
we're
been
messing
called
with your head.
Life-changing beer.
It is life-changing. This is the life-changing.
What is that smell?
What? Yeah, this.
I don't know.
Is that
you
breakfast?
Tell me.
What is this?
It's breakfast in a glass.
It is blueberry waffles.
Mugga.
Or blueberry donuts or blueberry bagels.
No,
if
no,
that's
this
your
is
thing.
This is totally blueberry Eggos.
Or a big
blueberry
stack
Eggos.
Of whatever blueberry
okay,
pancakes.
Yes.
So what the hell do you call this?
It's a blueberry wheat.
Blueberry
the
wheat.
Longest,
oh, it's a
one
wheat
of
beer.
Longest running beers that San Diego Brewing Company has ever had.
You're kind of infamous for this beer, then, aren't
it,
you?
It is.
If I ever ran out of this, I'd probably lose my job.
when we go to beer festivals, this is probably the first beer that blows.
It did.
It goes out.
Yeah,
it kicks the fastest.
At GABF, we brought 5 kegs of beer for 4 days, and the blueberry wheat actually kicked on the last call, last drink. last person to order a beer before everyone was kicked out, bam, that thing went. That was the first one to kick.
Wow. Yeah, it's what we get a lot of times is people, again, if it's not geared necessarily, it seems to be two extremes. It's like either women really like it or bikers really seem to like it.
Like Schwinn?
No, no, like Harley Davidson, big tattooed guys come up and go, I want the blueberry wheat.
Hey, yeah, give me one of those blueberry wheats.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, where were we drinking this at Sturgis last year?
Exactly. So they're very, it, but.
Breathe it down.
What? But it is Sturgis. So a lot of guys that like to go out and have a beer with their wife or whatever who don't necessarily like beer or this has been the beer that a lot of times they'll go to. And it is, and like I said, it has been life-changing
it's
for
life-changing.
Some people.
How do you get so much blueberry in there? I mean, do you just mash blueberries into it? Or
no, these are highly sought-after extracts we use. Blueberries, I found, in ask any home brewer if they ever try to do a blueberry beer. With blueberries,
it tastes green.
It doesn't work.
No,
and they have.
I've tried a million different ways to try to get actual blueberries and like whole blueberries somehow into a beer. It doesn't turn out like you'd expect.
No, but this is how I'd expect a blueberry beer to taste.
That's why I do it that way.
It doesn't taste like it's phony. It doesn't taste fake. It tastes like real blueberry.
Right, and that's why. Well, we're not telling anybody how we do it because then they'd steal the idea.
Wow.
Proprietary secret.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Fine. Let's play a song, lovey.
I like it.
I like the way this conversation is going. Car seat headrest, drunk drivers, killer whales, and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. Drinking beers with our friends from San Diego Brewing Company. Lee, Jeff, of course, we've got our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Ryden, here. Are you holding up there okay, Kenny?
Yeah, don't eat the brown acid, man.
we were just talking about music festivals, and Jeff, of course, was waxing poetic about his festival days, and the difference between festivals now and then was, you know, then everybody was smoking weed, now everybody's smoking a vape pen, and then you had to go drop the LSD.
Back then, we called it busting out a doobie.
Okay, Gramps, where's my battery?
I thought I was going to be the only one who had to do the old voice, but
I like it.
So we've had a couple of beers from you guys so far. We've had the blueberry, we've had the San Diego Amber, we've had the San Diego Gold, and all these are beers you guys do year round.
That's correct.
This is the stock core beer selection.
We've brought the cores for you.
Oh, yeah. Good. I like core beer. Let me guess. Hold on. Next beer is going to be... We haven't done anything hoppy yet.
Say
it must be an IPA. San Diego IPA.
Whoa!
Yay! All right. You nailed it.
Nostradamus.
So, again...
It has more hops.
It's more hoppy, bro. The thing is, it is a little ballsy to call it San Diego IPA, but this beer did win gold at Del Mar last year.
Yes, it did.
So, I just... Out of 100... IPAs, this one gold.
All right, so difference between this IPA and a lot of IPAs out there right now. First of all, it's clear.
Oh! Here we go again.
Oh! Well, see, now we could just make it hazy and then it's a whole nother
beer. I was
going to
say, hazy IPAs is such a hot button issue right now. I've never seen so
make
much...
Make beer clear again.
I've never seen so much salt over a little difference in color. Anywhere.
It's like red state, blue state, man.
The gamer community is less salty than this. I mean,
crazy.
It's amazing.
So when we first started brewing a long time ago, and I'm not trying to play a history lesson, our beers were never this clear.
Back in my day.
Yes, that was 1993 for the listening audience.
Yes. So, but again, we couldn't get them. We didn't know what we were doing enough. So now with Jeff's help, obviously things have changed. So, and also we are now into the modern ages. But yes, it's very clear, very clean, very light and refreshing. This is my go-to beer right here. If I have a choice, this is the beer I go to. San Diego IPA, not too filling, you know, but very floral.
Would you say it tastes great and it's less filling?
I'm not going to go there because that's trademarked.
Well, the hops on this beer make it really easy to drink. It's not overly floral. It's not overly piney. It's somewhere in the middle where you still experience what makes a San Diego IPA a San Diego IPA.
Are you saying I underhopped it?
No, I'm not saying you underhopped it. No, you don't need to add more hops because the hop balance of this beer makes it
solid,
so drinkable.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, it's this craze to either go way too tropical or way too piney. And finding something in the middle is hard. It's kind of like a unicorn beer because
Unless, I like it.
Unless you wanted, unless you just want one IPA,
unicorn beer.
Either side of that is great. If you want to drink more than one, I'm going to go to something like this, just because.
Does that mean we're going to drink more than one?
We will.
Ken, yes. Let's drink more right now. You know, since Jeff has been bitching about the music, let's go old school.
Yes,
I didn't do that. It wasn't my choice. It wasn't my choice.
Oh, sorry. I was just getting rid of that. That's wow. Iron Maiden on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. What did you put in that beer, man?
Sorry about that.
The IPA and the Iron Maiden, they go very well together. Drinking with San Diego Brewing Company, we've got Lee and Jeff Hamby. What are you drinking? Are you drinking yet?
Water.
Hamby is drinking water.
Just go into the other studio, man.
Hamby is our DD.
Come on.
he's
going to make sure that we keep the ship on course here.
The ship on the rails.
Yes,
right?
There we go. Yeah. I was about to say the ship on the rails. Oh, Lord, have help me. San Diego IPA was our last beer. We've also had a blueberry wheat. We've had the San Diego Amber, the San Diego Gold. And now there's another darkish beer sitting in front of me. And it's since we've already had the Amber, I'm going to say this is the San Diego Brown.
It is.
Well,
you are correct, sir.
It is, but it isn't.
Why do I feel like I just screwed something up there?
Well, you didn't. We went off the rails here with this one. So it's Old Town Nut Brown.
Old Town.
Because that sounds better than San Diego Brown.
It does. Old Town Nut Brown.
You hear San Diego Brown and you think, Old Town Nut Brown makes so much more sense.
Which we don't have.
Old Town Nut Brown has been around forever. We're not changing that name.
Like all San Diego Brewing Company beers. All right, so walk me through this beer because it definitely, I'm digging where you're going.
It's a bit nutty.
It's a bit nutty.
It's got a lot of Victory Malt, Cara Brown, Crystal 80, and a little bit of roasted barley and a little bit of roasted barley and chocolate malt.
Mm.
Just a little bit, though. I mean,
roasted
caramel malts and Cara Brown. We like Cara Brown.
Cara Brown.
Yes.
Is that like a offshoot of Cara Pils? But
it's a Cara. Well, Cara Pils is also a proprietary brand of Brees malts. We use a lot of Brees malts on these beers, so.
Which are Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Thought I tasted cheese curds in there somewhere.
We actually add a little bit more cheese curds to make it more.
You know, this would go great with cheese curds.
It actually would.
Speaking of cheese curds,
any kind of cheese would go good with this beer.
So again, a cheeseburger would go well. We're seeing this as this in the marketplace is doing really well, as far as you know, because a lot of people are getting a little overhopped and a little.
Wait, you're actually saying people are gravitating towards browns right now?
Man, it's a little
They might be looking towards other alternatives than hoppy beers. I think the Nut Brown, I mean, Alesmith, God bless them, have been doing a great job with the Nut Brown for a long time. And I think the style that we're doing right now is kind of underrepresented in this town. And we've been doing it for a long time as well.
Yeah.
So to kind of perfect this style is probably a good idea for us. And I think we've done a pretty good job with it. I like it.
It's awesome.
I like it too.
And all these beers we've been drinking tonight, these are your core beers. These are beers
you can
find
year
round.
These are all, we don't stop making these.
Right. And
do you ever sleep?
Kind of. Sort of. I mean, sort of. Until my cat wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect. This song is for you. Bastard. It's K-Flay. The song is Can't Sleep. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. If you haven't noticed, we're doing a lot of new music, and I guess that actually kind of harkens back to a couple of musical philosophies here. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy along with me, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and we've got the San Diego Brewing Company guys, Lee and Jeff. I've been drinking some fantastic beers with them. San Diego IPA, the Old Town Nut Brown, the Blueberry Wheat, also the San Diego Amber and San Diego Gold. And it was funny. We had a conversation while we were playing the Japandroids just about musical philosophy because Jeff is, well, I called him musically conservative because he listens to a lot of more, like Iron Maiden. That's his go-to artist. And then, of course, Lee, you used to be a club DJ back in the day.
Congrats,
so right. You're always trying to ride the wave of what's next. Hence, I mean, the fact that we were playing Marian Hill. I mean, that's that group is blowing up right now.
What the hell is that?
You're sheltered.
That's
it's not
problem.
A who, but a whom. It is a band. There is actually no one called Marian
corrected.
Hill in the band.
I stand corrected.
So, you know, whatever.
Interesting.
It is what it is.
It's
an interesting philosophy that people who differ so greatly in music can make such good beer together.
You know, beer bringing everybody together. Red, like, blue, it doesn't matter. Let's all get drunk. There's a hug coming on.
There's a hug coming
on.
Can we? We can hug.
Let's just do it. Let's do it right now. Ready?
That's
ready?
Right. Can I pee first?
Oh, yeah, Jeremy's coming. He's coming.
Hey,
oh, no.
Hey,
here we go.
There's
a hug. Oh, I love it.
Hug.
That was my first good man hug today.
You know what? That wasn't even a bro hug. That was a two-armed man hug.
It was very nice.
Complete with Pat. And, you know, since I've got a little dad fat on me right now, that's a good, sturdy hug.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
Slapping noise.
There's more than that.
Slapping noise is unmistakable.
All right, well, let's
get into it. You got enough fat for mom and dad there, Jeremy.
I hate you so much right now. Let's talk about our last beer. We're back to yellow again, so this could only be a double IPA.
That it is.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
San Diego double IPA?
Well, no. See, you think you know, and then you don't.
I tried.
And, you know, you're all Mr. Know-it-all.
No.
Is there a clever play on the word hops or hoppy?
No, we don't do that. Okay. We've never done that. All we stopped doing
that. Well, we tried to do that, but
we're not. Well, no, we're done.
We're done with it.
We're done with it.
So this is the infinitude.
Infinitude.
So in other words, the hops never end.
Oh,
ah, wow.
Wow.
It's like a Mobius strip.
Yes.
Ooh. That's exactly what.
Did you see the video online of the person who cut a bagel into a Mobius strip?
Really?
It's like, it was the never-ending bagel?
The most effective way to get cream cheese on your bagel. She cut it into a Mobius strip.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Wow.
Go home and try that.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
I'll probably end up in the emergency room, too. How did you cut yourself?
I was cutting my bagel into a Mobius strip.
A what?
This has got a lot going on to it.
That's understatement.
I've been working on that beer for, you know,
oh, it's
4 or 5 years. No, that's a
it's
very
deceptively
deceptive.
Smooth.
It's very
not,
smooth.
You're gonna tell me this is like 11%, aren't you?
No, it's 9-point-ish.
9-point-ish.
Lee, you're driving him home, right?
Possibly.
Okay.
Without the spitting, hopefully.
I'm walking home. If he's driving, I'm walking.
I'll tell you right now. I know this guy called Uber. He will take me wherever I want to go.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
No, this beer's deceptively smooth for the amount of alcohol. It's 9.1, I think, came in.
This particular batch.
Does this beat you up when you make it? Because if this is a core beer. These are hard beers to make.
No, I've been making this beer for years.
You were bitching. I'm sorry.
you just made it again.
Please, Lee, tell us what
this is so much in here. I can't take it. It's going to blow, Captain. I can't put
it
all in.
I cannot take much more.
Anyway, what he said. But yes, it's not easy to make. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this beer. As anybody in this business knows that makes a great double IPA.
You went all Thurston Howell on me again.
Anybody who knows who makes a good double IPA.
My Scottish goes, well, actually, my name is Drummond. Actually, the Castle Drum in Aberdeenshire, Scotland.
Okay, now we're off.
Aberdeenshire.
Just saying, Brewdog Brewing Company is parked right next to me.
Now we're telling porcupines.
No, we're actually telling truth here.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Jenna.
I was going to say, we have people to say hello to, right?
Hi, Karen. Hi, Jack. There you go. Hi, Christina. There you go.
All right. I think we got it all in. Hamby is waiting to plug in and do his thing. We're going to sit here and drink beer for a little bit.
Oh, oh no.
See you Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.